Coruscant. So much for transponder codes. The Star Tripper, an alias for the Millennium Falcon that Han had thought no one else knew, had barely entered Coruscant orbit before a pair of Aleph-class starfighters had appeared out of nowhere and started to follow her down. To Han, the choice of escort craft suggested they were more of a courtesy than a guard detail. Heavily armed and armored, Alephs were well suited to picket duty, but couldn't hope to keep up with a ship like the Falcon if she decided to run. Leia spoke a few words of confirmation into the comm board and switched off the transmitter.
"They've given us landing coordinates in the plaza outside the Senate building."
Han grimaced.
"So they want a show for the media. But it can't be of an arrest."
He jerked a thumb toward the aft, roughly in the direction of the Alephs.
"If they want to arrest us, they would have sent something that could catch us."
"Probably," Leia said. "But I sent for Jaina just in case. She has clearance to meet us, to take charge of Alana and Angie."
From the passenger seat behind Leia, Alana piped up.
"She's bringing Master Silgall, right?"
"Angie's condition isn't critical any longer," Leia said. "She'll be fine until you and Jaina take her to the infirmary. Master Silgall will just need to run a few tests. Then she'll probably send you both home to rest."
"You're sure?"
"Pretty sure," Han said. "But it's better for Silgall to wait for you in the infirmary, so she can have everything ready to start the tests."
"I guess that makes sense,"
Alana said.
"But she'd better be ready. Angie doesn't like having a headache."
As they approached the Senate building, Han could see that there was indeed a crowd, made up of well-dressed politicians, brightly dressed holocasters surrounded by their crews, and uniformed security officers. They were all waiting around the perimeter of the Falcon's designated landing zone. The fact didn't improve his disposition. It was bad enough having to face crowds, any member of whom might be someone he owed money to. Well, that was the old days. Now, any member of a crowd might be an old enemy, or a killer paid by an old enemy. Even when times were good and people cheered, he didn't much like crowds. It was worse at times like these. Jeers, subpoenas, it always irked him. He smiled. It didn't wear him down, of course. It just irritated him. They came to a smooth landing at the designated spot, which was ringed with security speeders and journalist vehicles. Han and Leia went through a very abbreviated checklist and power down, then mustered at the top of the loading ramp with the droids. After instructing Alana to wait aboard with Angie, Han hit the button to lower the ramp. As it touched down, as the Solos and their droids began to move down its length, their greeting party stepped into the shadow of the Falcon's hull and stopped a few meters down the ramp. In among a small group of Coruscant security officers and troopers were Dalla and her aide Wynn Dorvan. Han gave Leia a glance, a faint twitch of his eyebrows, acknowledgement that he hadn't expected the Chief of State to be on hand personally for their arrival. Leia's microscopic shrug said she hadn't either. Alana, standing inside the hatch behind them, called,
"Hey, Jaina!"
Han looked toward the back of the crowd and saw his daughter arriving, a somber and striking martial figure in traditional Jedi robes. He waved, but then broadened the gesture to include the crowd. There was a low cheer from onlookers, not in government uniform and not otherwise occupied.